Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining Spirit Travels Radio. I'm your host, and tonight we have Joshua Barrix. He is a model and actor, up and coming, and you're going to be very, very interested in what he has to say tonight. But anyway, with no further ado, Joshua, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Karen. I'm happy to be here.
Very welcome. I'm glad to have you. I'm very thrilled that you're on tonight. Can we start by you telling everybody a little bit about yourself?
Yeah. So, I mean, I grew up in a very rural area with no ambitions of actually becoming a model and an actor. And just so happens one day, somebody was random came up to me and was like, you know, you should look into this. And eventually I did, and started off modeling, and then went into like commercials, and then from there I stepped into the film world.
Mm-hmm. So what do you find that's very rewarding for you by modeling and acting?
Honestly, it's a journey for me. It's all the auditions, it's all the prep work for them, it's even the failures and the successes. I love everything that comes with it.
Awesome. How many films have you done, and do you want to tell us a little bit about each one of them, if you don't mind?
Yeah, as far as a lot of the films that I'm in currently, or TV series, are either in post-production or pre-production, and or in the middle of filming, such as, like, How to Con a Con was a short film that I did, and it ran through the circuit for short films at festivals. It has done pretty well. We've won several laurels. Then we have the Lazarus Gang short film, which is in post-production, which is based around college life, and it's kind of like a suspense type of film, and we'll be shooting the feature film later at the end of this year or beginning of next, hopefully. And then What If is another short film. It was a drug awareness film that I took part in, played a small role in, and I was definitely happy to be a part of that. You can catch that one on YouTube, actually. And then The Pure and the Damned is a mafia TV series that I'm a part of. And we did the first three episodes, which is the first season. And it's actually going to be aired at a cinema in Louisville on the 29th. And it'll be a red carpet premiere, and we'll all get to see ourselves in IMAX. So it's kind of cool. And then eventually that will head over to a streaming service, either Amazon Prime or Tubi or something similar. And then I've also been a part of The Calling of Lizzie McBride, which was actually one of my very first series acting gigs. And I played a very small role in that. I played a bad guy. His name was Slick. And then I've got some upcoming series called Predator, which shoots in South Carolina, which will shoot next year. And I've got Muse, which is a short-form web-based series that shoots next year. And then Luca Batwing series, which is a fan series that is in post-production and should be releasing at the end of this year, maybe the beginning of next. And then last but not least, we have Midas Coast, which I am super excited to be a part of.
Do you want to go into detail about your character in Midas Coast?
Yeah, I play the role of Eric McDaniel, who is not a good guy. I mean, he's very arrogant, very narcissistic, and abusive. And, you know, it's a hard role to really play, to take on, because it's the complete opposite of who I am as a person. And, you know, we're acting, but it definitely takes its toll a little bit because it like, sticks with you. And so there's been times where I had been practicing lines, and I've been mad afterwards. Because of, like, who I was becoming within that character. But
oh,
he
wow.
is a, you know, he comes from, go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead and finish. I'm sorry.
Oh, I was just going to say he comes from the McDaniel Industries fortune, so he's very wealthy, and he's very shady as well, as are most of the McDaniels.
Mm-hmm. So is this a kind of like something that you've had issues with before, that you kind of become that character? Because you get so into it, or you connect with them in one way, but this character in particular, not so much because of the narcissism that he is?
This one's definitely I've noticed the most, just because of it's a bigger role of me playing that type of character instead of like a smaller role of me playing a bad guy. And the smaller roles, it's like not as in-depth. In these bigger roles, it's more in-depth, so it's I have to really go in, and, you know, I'll pull from past traumas or past people I've met. So it can be a lot. It can be overwhelming. But, I mean, I love this. This is my passion, and it's just a part of it.
How do you decompress from that at the end of the day after you've put in 14, 15, 16 hours in character?
Yeah, you know, that is hard. I mean, acting will wear you out quick. I mean, even in smaller roles, or even if you're playing like a character who's a good guy, it's exhausting. So, I mean, what I try to do is I try to listen to music, play something soothing sometimes, and I just try to, you know, if I'm able to cut loose, I'll be able to go out that night and just be around good vibes and good energy. And that's kind of my way of relaxing. Or, you know, if I can make it to a gym and go work out, that helps too.
Okay. So what is your favorite part about being involved with Midas Cove?
I would definitely say probably the people, because that's my favorite thing in this whole entertainment industry is the people, cast, crew. I mean, everybody is bringing a vision to life, and everybody's excited and happy to be there. I mean, you can't beat that.
I like that. You kind of becoming a family in a sense, an extended family to a degree, and lifelong friendship from that.
That's important, because we all help each other.
True, very true. Kind of go back to the modeling. How old were you when you began modeling?
So I was actually older than, like, your typical models kind of start out. I was about 26 when I started. And, like, within your first year, a lot of it's building your portfolio. You don't really book a lot of things. And then, you know, as you progress, you know, you get better, you start connecting with more people, you start joining agencies, and you start booking work here and there, and I mean, it just continues as you go. It's both are a long game. Like, you know, it's really hard to do it completely full time, especially in the Midwest. But I love it. I still enjoy modeling. It's still another one of my passions.
So would that be what you would consider the most challenging part I'm kind of lost for words now. I had a question and I lost it. What would be the most challenging thing that you've had to deal with through modeling and filming?
Most challenging, I would say it's definitely patience. Like, I'm a patient person, but there's a lot of wait. There's a lot of sit and wait, even when you book, like, a gig or you land an acting role. I mean, you might get it, they might announce you, but you might not film until next year. And then it's a little tough because you're, like, waiting, you're excited, you want to film. like immediately because you want to get the ball rolling. You want to get that footage out there into the world to see. And you can add it to your reel and use it to like book more jobs.
Would you care to explain the length of time that it takes to film? Because for a lot of people, they see the end results of that, and it looks like, oh, okay, you know, they just went in, they filmed it, boom, done. But give kind of an overview as to the work that goes into doing that.
Yeah, so it all varies from, you know, short films. Sometimes a short film can be shot in a day. Sometimes it can be up to 4 or 5 days. You get into feature films. Generally, those are about like 2 weeks long. TV series can be obviously drug out longer. It just all depends on the role you play and the availability of all the crew. And if it's an independent project or if it's a, you know, big time studio project, those all vary in time. So, yeah. I mean, it can be long, but it can also be short turnarounds. It all just depends.
Mm-hmm. Is there a lot of travel involved with it, too?
Yeah, I mean, there is, especially with me being based out of Lexington. There's really not a whole lot that goes on, like, in Lexington. So, I mean, a lot of times I'll have to travel to Louisville to do a job, to other areas of Kentucky. And even out of state, a lot of times, Indiana, Chicago, Tennessee, South Carolina. I even got flown to Mexico once by a production company.
Oh, wow. So, can I ask you about the production that you were doing in Mexico? Would you kind of mind to elaborate?
Oh,
on that, because
yeah, so,
I'm interested in a lot of different things.
So the production company is called Rosh Productions. I didn't end up actually doing a film for them, but they flew me down there to put me in their system, basically take pictures of me. They had me in different wardrobes, and they added me to, like, their catalog of actors because they fly in actors from all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
And so then I basically spent a week there. Mostly was just kind of like a vacation, to be honest with you. I mean, they paid for everything. Anything that I wanted, they kind of just handed to me.
Yeah.
And it was kind of, it was really nice.
Well, that sounds really, well, sounds really interesting. I think that the travel would be fun, but I know the hours of filming, too, is long and tedious sometimes.
Yeah, it can be.
So let's kind of jump back to Midas Cove. The storyline, and I won't ask you to go into it because I know that that's something that can't really be talked about. But kind of give everybody an idea of about what to expect.
So yeah, definitely expect. A lot like suspense, expect to not like me and my character as much. expect the unexpected. And I think, you know, it'll really draw viewers in. I mean, it's definitely gained a lot of traction, you know, with the media and Scarefest coming up. But I think it's going to be a show that, you know, you're going to like. Most of the actors, especially the actors that are playing the good guys. I mean, maybe you like the bad guys too. You know, it all depends on what you like. But I think it'll be a show that, like, people will really get into. And it's really nice that I think all of the actors are from Kentucky for the most part. Maybe a few of them are from surrounding, like, areas such as Cincinnati or Indiana. But it'll be enjoyable for the viewer, 100%.
I think that it's great that a lot of the actors are local actors. Do you see in the future once Midas Cove is out and people are viewing it, that, you know, that there'll be more episodes later versus what's going to be viewable for the public at this point?
Yeah, I think definitely. I think, you know, once it takes off and, you know, people take interest in it, because, I mean, if you look at the way it's set up, it's like a mix of, like, kind of in a sense of like Sons of Anarchy mixed with like a horror slasher type series. So, I mean, it literally has like all different aspects of like shows that people kind of like.
Mm.
And it's kind of really relatable to a lot of Kentucky people in the sense of Midas Cove is like this small town and there's a lot of small towns here.
Yeah, most definitely a lot of small towns, and you kind of look at the fact, because I know that I spoke with creator and writer Ben Hicks yesterday, and that it kind of has an air of corruption for a small town, too, and I think that all that combined, along with the actors and actresses, it's going to be an amazing show.
Yeah, I agree. We have a lot of great talent involved, too. I mean, and, you know, Kayla Perkins, we've got Katie Ward. I mean, I could go on and on. Brooke Daniel Way, Ben, just everybody involved, like, has a talent of their own that they bring into their character. And it's going to be a joy to watch.
I think it's good. And then I like the idea that for you, that it's going to be a bit of a challenge, you know, with your character in particular, given the person, because, you know, I get this really lighthearted, easygoing, someone that would be just really good to people and then be tossed into this character that you had to make a complete 360-degree turn in order to bring the best for that character. I'm definitely looking forward to seeing you as that character, because I think it's going to be really good.
Yeah, I think so too. I'm looking forward to, you know, bringing Eric and Daniel to life and just really showcasing my own talents. It's like, instead of just being like, you know, playing a good guy role, playing a boyfriend or the dad or the husband or whatever it may be, like, you know, I've got this more range to me, so.
So I was curious, if you had, like, someone come up to you and they were talking about getting into acting and they have no idea what to expect, what would you tell them to do if they wanted to be an actor or actress?
So I would definitely tell them to, you know, connect with people such as myself, and connect with other people that I know. And I have this people come up to me all the time, whether I'm working my part-time job and they ask me about it, and or they message me on social media, ask me how to get into modeling and acting. And, you know, I explain them, like, you know, like get a portfolio or get a reel or, you know, get some good headshots. And start from there, and, like, I can connect you to who I can connect you with. And, you know, if I add them into these groups, like, on social media, that people will post casting calls for a lot of independent things, and it gives those people a chance to audition. And I also let them know, like, hey, you know, you can take this acting class with this acting teacher to help progress your skills. So, I mean, I do what I can for people, and because I want everyone to succeed. If they have a passion for it, I want to see them in something. I want to work alongside them on a set. So I'm going to give them all the opportunities I can. And if I don't know the answer to the question, I'm going to point you in the right direction of someone who does.
I think that's good advice. So tell us about Joshua the Man, who you are when you're not having to be on set or modeling or just who you are on a day to day. So everybody can.
So I would definitely say that, you know, every day that I wake up, I just strive to be the best version of me. Whether it's doing whatever I am for that day, like whatever job, whether it's personal training, whether it's contract work, whether it's me working my part-time job, and, you know, just be the best towards people, hope that they be the best towards me. I look for opportunities to help people every chance I get, you know, whether I have, like, the money to help them or if I have, like, something that I can give to them, whether it be advice or give them direction towards someone who can help them. Like, I do that. That's what I do every day that I can. And, you know, when I'm constantly in the gym, I'm big on nutrition. I'm big on, like, my higher self. And then, you know, learning from all my mistakes that I make throughout life and even small mistakes that I make daily, I try to fix those. So, I mean, that's kind of like me in a nutshell.
And I think people should, I think a lot of people should be like that, you know, be very positive type person. And you're definitely a positive person. There's no doubt about that. Where do you see yourself in 10 years?
In 10 years, I hope that I'm on the big screen, like working alongside some big actors and a part of the 2%, hopefully by then. I mean, this industry that we're in is a long game. I mean, it's not, so there's no overnight success. Like, that doesn't happen. It's just the end result that people see, like you said earlier. But people don't see the grind. They don't see how hard it is. They don't see what we sacrifice to bring all this to light, like, you know. So I would hope by then I should be, like, a bunch of movies in by then, a bunch of TV series, more magazines, maybe more romance novels, more of everything going forward. So, I mean, only time can tell, but... I mean, if I stay consistent as I am, just keep grinding, I'll get there. I mean, there's no doubt about that.
No, I think eventually you will. I mean, you've done several different roles, so, you know, and it's about building one movie set at a time. But they just – can I ask you what really enticed you with the acting part? Was it the acting, or was it just being around different people, different locations and different characters?
So for me, is I realized that, you know, when I started modeling, I actually didn't want nothing to do with acting. I did this because I was afraid of it. And then I booked a couple commercials and I was like, okay, that wasn't too bad. Then I was an extra on a set. And I was watching these actors and actresses from some pretty big shows like Riverdale and Pretty Little Liars. And I'm watching them on set for this Lifetime movie. I'm like, man, like, they're really good. It's like, but I know I can do this. And then from there, I started to realize, like, how more welcoming that the acting side community, I guess you could say, is, and how they, like, help each other more. And instead of looking at each other like competition, like most do on the modeling side of things. Mm-hmm. So I was like, wow. I was like, you know, these people, like, everyone's helping each other succeed. And it was just more welcoming. I was like, you know, I can do this. And I went into it. And that was when I found out that I was, like, truly passionate about bringing it out, because I was able to showcase more talent. Like, I had more talent to give to the world.
So modeling is very, it's kind of rough in a sense, getting into, basically, and then staying on track with that, or kind of.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. There are some great people in the modeling industry that I've met. But then there's some people that, you know, are very competitive, and they look at you exactly like you're in competition. So it's like they don't want to help you. They don't want to, like, give you advice if you ask for it.
Oh, wow. I know that for me, modeling was something that I had considered when I was younger, but never really did it. but I found it fascinating how people, you know, the clothes and the makeup and the hair, you know, and the traveling. And then later I started realizing, you know, that there's a lot of hours that has to be put into that, a lot of time and effort, and the way you walk and the way you present and so forth. So, but I think it's still a very beautiful top career to be in, you know, just because all the people are just they're beautiful, everyone.
I said, yeah, they definitely are. I mean, everyone involved in the modeling industry are beautiful people. And then, you know, it's definitely grown to more inclusion. Like, they bring in a lot of, like, natural bodies now, which is fantastic.
So can I ask you how many, if someone wanted to look at the movies that you've done, where would they be able to, I mean, can they look all that up online or the IMDb or?
Yes, some of them are on IMDb. Some of them I'm still waiting on my IMDb credits for. But as far as, like, anything that I've done, like, as commercials, you can find those on my social media. You can find them online if you search for them. Even some of my publications, such as magazines and romance novels that I've been on, you can also, like, search them. I think I have them on my IMDb as well. And my Actors Access has, like, my whole resume.
So for your romance novels, which is your favorite? I mean, I don't mean to pry. I'm curious as to which one was your favorite one that you done.
I would say probably A Lord's Chance. That's probably one of my favorites, or Cam's Hope. I mean, there's a lot of, like, there's quite a few of them, like Reconciling with Wrangley. That was one of the newer ones that just came out this year. And that was a limited edition. And then I think Dangerous Illusions came out this year.
Okay. Well,
The Dance with the Lords is a good one, too.
I'll definitely be looking some of this up later this evening to look at it and watch some of the videos.
Find me on social media. Yeah, you would just, honestly, if you just Google my name, or just type in Instagram, like Joshua Varax, it'll pop up. It's JoshuaVerax, and all my stuff will show up.
Okay, all right. So everybody hear that, you know, you definitely want to look into his career in modeling and acting. You're going to be very, very impressed.
Thank you.
What was you going to finish saying before I accidentally interrupted you a moment ago? I do apologize for that.
It was probably just about the romance novels that I was talking about, I would think.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're really fun to shoot. I mean, you know, like, I went down to Nashville to shoot them. And, you know, the models you meet that day, like, that's when you meet them. And then at times it's like, you know, there's implied, like, you're lip on lip with that person or hanging over top of that person, just doing different things.
Mm-hmm.
It's very interesting. You get to know each other.
Very enjoyable. It sounds like it would be. And I know you said that you had done a voiceover. How many voiceovers have you done?
Well, actually, that was the only time I did a voiceover audition. That was just straight voiceover. I have done a voiceover for I helped some BCTC students here in Lexington for their final project. I helped them do it, like, a short film, and they just needed my voiceover for, like, a few scenes, so I did that. But other than that, voiceover work hasn't really been my niche, so to speak. But when I went today to audition, it was trying something new. And it was different. It's really way different than film acting.
Do you care to kind of describe
like
what
up.
You have to do?
Yeah, so I was like in a booth and I had headphones on. There's a mic in front of me and there's a computer in front of me that has, like this particular one had a comic that I was reading off of. And basically you have to bring this character to life just through your voice instead of like using, you know, your body language to do it. So it was different. I mean, you go into it and you're not really sure like much about the character because it's an audition. You just see like an image of them and they give you a quick little idea of them. And then you just have to bring it to life and they're like, okay, change this, change that, make him sound more like this. And it's a little bit more difficult, honestly, especially for us film actors, I think. Because we as film actors, we want to bring everything to life. We want the body language to come to life, not just our voices.
That's interesting. I've always heard people talk about doing voiceovers, but I was never really sure what was what was involved in doing them. And I find every bit of it interesting from what we've talked about so far. Is there anything that you just want to just...
Let's see. I mean, as far as, like, film stuff, it's like, I guess more advice I can give is honestly, like if you are really passionate and you think, you know, I want to be an actor, I want to do this, it's going to be one of the hardest roads that you can take. You know, you're going to have to change, I mean, you're really going to have to change your lifestyle if you really want to pursue it hardcore. You're going to have to get used to rejection because that is a normal part of it. You might audition 50 times and land one role. I mean, there's a lot to it. I mean, you might be talented, but if you don't have that specific look for their vision or the specific voice for that role, like, then they'll just go with the person that they envision for it. And it takes a lot of work to put into acting and modeling, too. I mean, constantly practicing poses, constantly networking, constantly working with photographers, constantly working with your agencies, changing out headshots when you have to, if they're not gaining traction. So there's a lot. And then if you're independent, I mean, you got to run yourself like a business. Like, you know, you can't just constantly work for free. Because when you start out, you might do a lot of stuff for free just to have that stuff for your demo reel. Or to have that stuff for your portfolio. But at some point in your career, as you progress, you know, you want to get paid. You want this to start being an income for you. So as long as you're thinking as a business, as an independent model or actor, then you should be good.
Okay. That's very good advice for anybody that's wanting to get involved into acting. Gosh, I don't know. I had a whole lot of questions for you before we got started. And now I don't know. I'm not sure what to ask you now. But I think that that everybody should, you know, really look into what you're doing as an actor and as a model and to see your portfolio that's out there and the pictures and the videos and or the film that you've been doing already. Do you have issues like when you're out being recognized often? And if so, how do you handle that?
So, I mean, in a way, yes, but not necessarily because people have seen anything that I've really been a part of, minus a few commercials that have aired locally. But it's mainly with people who I meet at my part-time job who will then follow me on social media, and then they'll see mm-hmm. that I do acting and I do modeling. And they're like, whoa, like, wait, we didn't know this. And then, you know, with me being out in the public working, they have access to me, which is like, I feel like in a way they start to kind of look at me like I'm this celebrity status, which I don't think I am. I think it's because they just don't know many people here that are pursuing what I'm pursuing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's an honor that people view me this way. But it's a lot to take in. I mean, it's definitely gaining more popularity in a sense. Like, more people are finding out that I do it. And there are a lot of people who are, like, there's a lot of young creatives out here in the city. And a lot of them look up to me. And it's good to, you know, be inspiring to them. And I always support them as well. Like, whether they're, like, artists, whether they're musicians, whether they're, you know, recording artists, whether they're trying to be models, whether they're trying to be actors, a lot of them come to me for questions. A lot of them invite me to, like, events in the community. So I go, I support them. Because it's a tough industry. I mean, the entertainment industry as a whole, or anybody that's a creative, really struggles with finding a lot of support. So mm-hmm. I feel like if they look up to me and they see that I'm supporting them, that's huge for them. It makes me feel good. It makes them feel good. And I love that.
Do you see yourself as kind of like a role model to the younger generation as well? Because I would think that you would be a role model with just in the way that you speak and the way you feel about stuff.
I guess so. Like I said, people come to me, ask me questions about things and what they need to do for things, and they see me doing things and they hype me up about it when they see me in person. So in a sense, I guess I would be considered like a role model for some.
I know that you said that you worked out a lot. How often do you spend, how much time do you spend daily making sure that, you know, health-wise, that you're in very good shape?
So I work out 5 days a week, sometimes six, and I'm probably working out between an hour, hour and a half, but my nutrition is key. So I'm a part of the team Jack Nutrition here in Lexington, which is a meal prep company. And that's mostly mm-hmm. all I eat. Everything I eat from them is proportioned. It's already ready to go. You just pop it in the microwave or the oven. It's quick, especially for someone like me who has a really busy schedule. And it's nutritious. That's the biggest thing. I mean, I don't mm-hmm. ever feel bad after eating anything from them. I don't ever feel bloated. And I always have energy. And they're a blessing, like, honestly. I love the people there. Everyone there wants the best for everybody.
Is there a website for them, for anybody that might be interested in purchasing or getting involved as well?
Yeah, I think it's just jacknutrition.com, I think is what the exact website is. And you just order on there. You pick them up every Sunday at like 7, and then you have your meals for the week, and you just place your order for the next week on Tuesday through Friday. It's really easy, and I mean, honestly, people talk about how like nutrition is so expensive, but at the same time, you have to look at like, what is your body worth? And if you're spending, let's say you're spending $160, $170 at Jack Nutrition, because you're probably going to spend that at the grocery store anyways, most people do. But at the mm-hmm. end of the day, if you're one person spending that, your health is your long-term. So it's going to be the best thing for you.
Okay, if anybody wanted to find out any information about Midas Cove, where would they go to look?
I would say they mostly post on TikTok, but they also, I mean, they have an Instagram page. It's just at Midas Cove. I think the TikTok is the same. They also have a Facebook page for Midas Cove, which I believe has, like, the most community members involved. So I would say Facebook's probably the best platform as far as, like, reading what's going on. But TikTok would be the best platform as far as, like, viewing promotional stuff.
Okay. Is there anybody that you want to give shout-outs to? We got just under 20 minutes left in the show. But any particular shout-outs or highs or anything like that?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely got to give a shout-out to my brothers, Logan, Jerry, Troy, Cam, Dre, everybody that I work with at Burroughs, because everybody's so supportive of my career. I got to give a shout-out to, like, everybody involved in all of the movies and TV series, everybody that I worked with on every set, on every photo shoot, my family, of course, and then, you know, like, Katie Ward. She's been a pivotal part of my acting career. And, I mean, the list can go on and on. All these young creatives that are out here in the world doing their things, trying to make it. And definitely you for bringing me on the show.
Oh, well, I appreciate you coming on. It's definitely been very interesting talking to you. I think you're a great person and a great actor. And we're looking forward to seeing Midas Cove coming out and some of the rest of your work that you've done. I truly feel like in 10 years, you're definitely going to be up there doing the films that you want to be doing. I think you have the goal and the drive to do it. So I'll look to see you doing it.
Thank you, I do too. I hope all my dreams come true. I just keep grinding and pursuing it. And, you know, I also couldn't do it without, like, my team over at Speak Your Mind, the Social Nostra team. Even I have Moody Mike's has a sandwich named after me. You can definitely check that out. It's a food truck here in Lexington. It's a fantastic sandwich. It'll change your mind on, like, what people think vegan food is.
I will definitely have to check that out. I didn't know. I think that's pretty cool that you have a sandwich named after you.
Yeah, it's a blessing. I mean, everything in my life that has came upon me throughout my career in acting and modeling has been a blessing. Like, from the sandwich to the people to the supporters to, I mean, even through Social Nostra, I do have my own merchandise that you can buy, which has my logo on it, T-shirts, yoga mats, all kinds of different accessories, iPhone cases. And even the agencies that I've been able to sign with, from Tribe Talent in Nashville to Helen Wells in Indianapolis to Promote Talent in Chicago. I mean, I'm truly blessed, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Now, when are you going to be, because I know you mentioned Scarefest, too. Are you going to be there for all 3 days, or is it going to be a certain day? How is that going to?
That is
and
a good
so,
question.
What day?
I plan on being there as much as possible. And I also plan on having headshots with me that I plan to sign and give out to people mm-hmm. that would like one.
Mm-hmm.
But
so
I don't know
the
schedule
whole
yet. So.
Okay. So will the whole cast of Midas Cove be there that day as well?
I don't know if the whole cast will be there, but I do know some of them will be.
Okay. All right, so everybody needs to kind of look out for for that, and stop by and say hello to everyone. I think it's going to be an exciting time. I really do. Scarefest is really big, so there's going to be a lot of people there. And I think it's fantastic that Midas Cove is going to be there this year, hopefully next year too. So I would think look out for everyone next year as well.
For sure.
Yeah. Do you have any ideas to when production, or actually when the first episodes of Midas Cove may appear for everybody to view, around about when, or roughly just an idea?
I actually don't have any of that information. The only thing I do know is that the trailer that we filmed last Saturday will be aired for the first time at Scarefest. And then from there, it will go on to, like, the social media platforms and so on.
It's a good place for it to be released at.
Yeah.
So this is exciting. Okay, we've only got just a few minutes left now. But if you want to give, like I said, if you want to put out the links and websites for you and whatever else you want to put out there, feel free to do that.
Okay, yeah. Like I said, if you just search my name on Facebook, Instagram, just Joshua Varax, that'll show up. If you type in my name on Google, my website will pop up, my IMDb will pop up, along with some other things that I've done, and my TikTok and everything else in between.
Okay.
And then
all
as
right.
Far as that goes, yeah.
Okay. Well, I guess since we still have just a few minutes left, if you want, we can go ahead and conclude. I think that it's been a really good evening, and I've really enjoyed having you come on and talk today. And hopefully you'll come back on and talk again later in the future.
Yeah, definitely. I'm glad to be here. I really appreciate you bringing me on. It was a pleasure.
Well, I mean, I appreciate you coming on too, because I know that you're fairly busy and can't always drop what you're doing to be able to come on and do a show. And it's I'm very grateful that you had the time to come on and do this show with me tonight and talk about Midas Cove and you and your other film projects and so forth. I really appreciate that very much.
You're very welcome. Like I said, it's an honor.
Well, it's definitely an honor having you on. And with that, I will say goodnight to everybody and thank you for tuning in. And look forward in the future, because we're going to have some more Midas Cove actors and actresses coming on. Definitely at some point we're going to have you come back on as well, maybe a little bit further into production, so that we can talk a little bit more about how you're dealing with the difference of your character's personality versus yours.
Sounds good to me.
All right. Well, you have a good evening.
No, thank you.